Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Between the Lines from the Combine, presented by Gatorade. Wabi, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
An early high five.
Thank you, my friend. It's fun being here, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. This, I think, would be the ninth consecutive year I've been here. I think it's a decade for you. Mm-hmm. And it's speculation central, whether it's the Vikings in the draft, everybody in the draft, or free agency. It's it has a good buzz to it every year.
Right. So now all of our friends watching this have seen the interviews that you and Charch and Nordo did right here at this table on Radio Row. They've seen the interviews that we've already done of some of the analysts and experts. So we're just kind of rehashing stuff we've listened to, stuff we've said here at the Combine. The Combine, all about the draft and the prospects and all that, not so much. It's kind of about free agency, at least the first few days of it.
Well, I think the, you know, certainly not speaking for VEN or Vikings.com, but from the 9 to noon radio show on the flagship, you know, a lot of it has revolved free agent quarterback, specifically one who recently played for the Washington Redskins. And, you know, just kind of weaving our way through what we think might happen with the Minnesota Vikings in 2018 and also what should happen. Now, our opinions obviously may not be shared by those within the building, which now is in Eagan, and certainly personnel, but there has been a lot to talk about, a lot of intriguing scenarios. And, you know, from this, in mid-March via free agency, I would imagine at that time we will have it figured out who the 2018 Vikings quarterback probably will be.
Yeah.
So from then, now you start looking at the draft and determine if you want to take a quarterback in the draft and where.
The interesting part about the whole thing with the Vikings and the quarterback situation and the three that they have under contract until March 14th. And
four.
If you include Kyle Sloter. And
don't forget Big Boy.
And the speculation about who they could add if they don't have one of those guys back. Right. Okay, so the interesting thing
is exhausting. I can't wait for it to be over.
There's no consensus. Right? I mean, think about the people that you've had on. Like, Pete Prisco's like, I don't overpay for this guy.
Yeah.
And John Clinton's like, oh, yeah, you got to get whatever it takes to get that guy, you got to get that guy.
Yeah.
They're talking about the same player, and they are both smart guys.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And whether it's privately or publicly, I do believe there is a consensus. It may be a 65-35 or a percentage slightly higher than that, but there is a certain player who has thrown for 4,000 yards in consecutive seasons, I think three consecutive years, who I believe the majority of the people with whom I chat feel would be a very good fit in new offensive coordinator John DeFilippo's offense.
Yeah.
So that, you know, for my taste, that those have been the opinions on and off the record that I have been getting, and we'll see where it goes from here.
And then the other interesting aspect is we're looking at this through the lens of, you know,
Nate Vaughn.
Nate Vaughn is looking through a lens right now.
That's
at us.
His lens.
And we're looking at this situation through the lens of who's going to get these quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be lucky enough to get this particular guy?
Yeah.
And I just want to say, whichever guy we end up with is getting a really good situation with the Vikings.
Oh, no doubt. And it's interesting you would say that, because here at Radio Row, you see all of the action with the radio shows and the entertainment networks behind us. You know, there's a certain quarterback who may become available in mid-March who, you know, has provided a lot of talkability, whether it's nephews, uncles, aunts, or whatever.
Brothers or sisters.
Yeah. Brothers or sisters or cup. And it at times has become a little verbally, there's been vitriol between the VEN, the Vikings Entertainment Network, and yours truly, the Ben, the Browns Entertainment Network, the Ben 2, the Broncos Entertainment Network, and the Jen, the Jets Entertainment Network.
Right.
So
it's acrimonious.
Yeah, that's how our lot in life is shaking out right now. It's exhausting, and I can't wait for it to come to a conclusion.
Now, when it comes to the draft, the draft's a huge deal.
Yeah.
And
we can say names of people set to be drafted, right?
Yeah, we can say those names.
Thank God.
But like,
I like Luke Falk and Mason Rudolph if we want to get deep, but anyway.
I don't know a ton of them yet, and eventually we're going to get to the point in April, like towards the end of April, where we're going to know all these names.
Well, they do at the Ben, the Browns Entertainment Network, because they've been looking for a quarterback for two decades.
You can say that. I can. They've been looking at the 2018 draft for 2 months already.
They followed Sam Darnold and Pop Warner wherever he played,
right? So
just in case.
But at some point in time, we're going to have to get to know this class of players who's here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it kind of sounds like if you're looking for a quarterback in the draft, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's another decent class of running backs,
yep,
from what I can tell.
Yep.
The O-line and the D-line, you'll get a little bit of ambiguity from some of the experts. They don't really talk a lot about that. They don't talk a lot about the linebackers. But we talked to Daniel Jeremiah. And
very good.
Yeah, we talked to him the other day, and he said the corners and safeties this year is a pretty good class. So
yeah,
that's kind of exciting because I'm all about giving Zim young DBs.
Well, props to those last year up to the combine and through the draft who said, I'm telling you, this is the best running backs draft we've had in the last 20 years ever. They were all right. I mean, from Leonard Fournette, yeah, through Dalvin Cook, through Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, and so on and so on. It was really, really good. I'm not necessarily hearing that about any specific position this year in the NFL draft. What I am hearing more off the record than on the record, like from a Viking standpoint, you got this defensive tackle spot called three technique.
Yep.
It's the defensive tackle that plays next to Linval Hungry. And, you know, Jaleel Johnson may be able to fill in there and perform admirably. Tom Johnson played a ton last year and for the most part did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I, for my personal taste, I think they could use a little more pop at that spot. From what I'm hearing, there are a few in the draft who might really be game changers. Then after that, you got projects.
Yeah.
And now when you have coaches like Andre Patterson, Robert Rodriguez, and Mike Zimmer, you can take the projects and probably turn them into good players.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm starting to get a little steamy with this draft.
The other thing I'd say about that is when you have continuity on defense and a bunch of starters returning, you,
yeah,
can take projects too because,
yeah,
they're insulated.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at a guy like, you know,
like that,
Trey Waynes,
yeah,
the continued development of Mac Alexander. You can put those guys out there and have them play and not worry about them because there's a bunch of all pros around them, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And you're looking at first and second round picks with Trey and Mackenzie Alexander. You know, when it comes to this three technique defensive tackle situation, I believe in rounds 4, 5, and 6, you can find a player and you may have to wait. But I think given the coaching staff is so good for the Vikings, you can get productivity out of that guy at some point. Offensive line was fortified last year. You know, Keenum had a really good year. The defense was upper echelon.
Yep.
But with Riley Reiff, Pat Elflein, Nick Easton played well, Berger played well, you got Remmers and Rashad Hill. The offensive line really jumped up last year. I'd like to see the fortification of the Minnesota Moving Company continue.
Yeah,
and that
I
doesn't
agree.
Necessarily mean pick 30. It could mean one or two guys during the course of the draft. My guess would be it's not going to happen in free agency this year. So those are things that we're just starting to touch on,
yeah,
because the draft is a month and change from now, the Dallas draft.
Yeah. All right. Well, 10,000 foot view. It's all good, man.
That's great.
I think there's ambiguity.
It's good to come
in
into all of this with a good team.
It is.
Yeah.
It is definitely the case. So it's all good. There is ambiguity. We don't know what's going to happen at quarterback, but it seems like Zim and Spielman got a good handle on it. I mean, when you were talking to them, they didn't seem nervous about it or anything like that. So, I mean, it's all good. It's just a matter of waiting to see what happens.
No, they have the plan. I mean, for free agency, the plan is set.
Yeah.
Now you just got to get to that weekend where you legally can have the chats.
Yep.
Then you get into free agency and you have to execute. It's I would imagine it's easier to execute in free agency with the players with whom you're going to flirt coming from 13-3 in the regular season with a miracle victory over New Orleans and an NFC title berth. It's very exciting, very compelling. Vikings will be very good next year with some new components. We can't wait.
Hey, man, great job this week with Adam Schefter.
Oh, man.
I mean, Linehan, Musgrave,
Norv, Zimmer,
Spielman. The whole thing was good. Kaplan was good.
Yeah, Bobby.
You in charge and Nordo did a great job.
Thank you.
Lots of great content for fans out there listening to your radio show, going to KFAN.com and Vikings.com. Tons of great stuff.
Thanks, buddy.
So good job. Thanks
good
for joining
you.
Us. That's it for Between the Lines. From the Combine, brought to you by Gatorade. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.